Now this is totally ungroovy. A dark cave with lots of mysterious corners for monsters to hide behind.
It's more a kind of a grotto, don't you think, Nick?
Have either of you stopped to notice anything interesting about this cave? Anything unusual?
Oh, I know, Doctor. It's really, really boring. I wish we'd landed outside of Wetherspoons. I'm starving.
It's given me the heebies. There's that sweet smell, kind of like burnt wood. Can you see that flickering green light up ahead? And then there's that eerie laughter I can hear.
Spot on, Nick. That's what I'd hoped you'd noticed. The smell, I'd say, was more some kind of nut being roasted over an open fire. The greenish light tells us that there must be people around and... hang on. Laughter?
Ow! Ah! There's something in my head!
I can feel it too this time. Something is probing us.
Oh, even I can hear something now.
It's coming from over there.
Be careful now. That laugh sounds worryingly familiar.
Look, this chamber is enormous.
And in the middle there, that man with the beard.
And that costume. It can't be.
Ho, ho, ho! Welcome to my domain, Doctor Who.
It's Father Christmas!
My grotto.
Just stay here, both of you.
Oh, there's nothing to be scared of. Look, I have presents for all of you.
Oh, presents? Brilliant. I'm coming, Father Christmas.
No, Rob, come back.
Would you like to sit at my knee, Rob?
I think I'm a bit old for that, to be honest.
Ah, well, perhaps you could just sit on the floor there. Splendid. Have a chestnut. I've just roasted it on an open fire.
Oh, thank you, Father Christmas.
Now, what would you like for Christmas, young man?
Well, just lately, we went back in time to the 15th century or something, when there were loads of pirates about. It made me think, I'd really like one of those model pirate ships with lots of cannons and rigging and stuff.
Rob, no!
Well, mercy me! Then perhaps this present would satisfy your desires?
Oh, wow! What's this? A Tinsel Electronic Super Pirate Ship! With super pirate miniature men. That's astounding.
Now then, Nick. Take a seat down here and tell me what you would like for Christmas.
Is it safe, Doctor?
I think so, Nick. For the moment.
In that case, Father Christmas, I would like a copy of Stars by Cher. It's an ultra-rare album, never released on CD.
I believe in life after Yule, young man. Now, let's have a rummage around in my sack. What's this?
I don't believe it. This is it. The last lost album. That's brilliant. Re-released on the Tinsel label, I see. With added bonus tracks.
Now then, Doctor Who, it's your turn.
And if I take your presents, what then, old man? Will I fall under your spell too?
Oh, come now, Doctor Who. Surely there's something in my sack that would interest you. Metabulous crystal, perhaps?
I had one of those, and I gave it away. Twice.
Sonic hairdryer?
That's a rubbish idea. And anyway, I've already got one.
The sixth and most important segment of The Key to Time.
Found it, married it, lost it again.
A book of matches, torn out left to right.
That's so little to go on.
Janus Thorn?
No more Janus Thorns.
No more Janus Thorns, you understand, ever.
Then what would you like, Doctor Who? Ah, but wait. I see that you're a man who prizes knowledge. I believe that I may have something for you after all. Here you are.
Oh, why, thank you. It's a box. And inside there's a copy of the Pan-Dimensional Reader's Digest. It looks like I may have won the chance to be entered in a prize draw. Oh, and there's a hat in here too. Rather fetching Russian-style fur hat. They're called Ushanka, don't you know? Could be useful in these chilly climes.
Oh, I do hope you're happy with your little gifts. But there are more treats in store. Christmas has just begun. Now, let me show you round my magical home. Ho, ho, ho!
Oh, this is fabulous. It's just like real Christmas.
Rob, Nick, I want you to be on your guard at all times. This is clearly some kind of fantasy world, a land of the imagination. Nothing here is real. We can't trust any of it. Not your Cher album and not your pirate ship.
And certainly not your hat. Lighten up, mate. I was nervous at first, but this Father Christmas seems kosher.
I don't think that's very likely, Nick.
This corridor doesn't feel very Christmassy, I have to say.
Ho, 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 Nick. Now, just step through any of the doors in this corridor, and you will experience a different kind of Christmas. Through this door we have a traditional Victorian Christmas, complete with roaring log fire and starving waifs. Here, the soldiers on the front line of the trenches have dropped their guns and are playing a game of football. And in here a young child has been left alone in his extravagantly rich parents' house while burglars are trying to get in. But the child has arranged hundreds of ingenious and bloodthirsty traps to frighten them off.
Oh, that's all very impressive, Father Christmas, and, well, I'm sure we'd love to have a look round, but could we please have Christmas dinner first, if there's time?
Time. That's it. The TARDIS has slipped a time track. That would explain it. Or maybe... Did either of you press my fast return switch? Or that button that takes the TARDIS out of time and space? It's right next to the button that opens the doors.
Christmas dinner? Ho, ho, ho! Why, nothing could be simpler. Try the big double doors at the end of the corridor.
Okay, here we go. What could be in here apart from... the most amazing Christmas meal I have ever seen in my life! Blimey! There's roast turkey, roast goose, roast duck, roast potatoes, baked ham, broiled ham, boning ham, boneless ham, pork, parsnips, petit pois, Brussels sprouts, red sauce, cranberry sauce, thick gravy, thin gravy, gravy that doesn't even pour, nutty stuffing, spicy stuffing, tough stuffing, quail and truffles.
And plenty to share, I see.
Ho, ho, ho! This is where we have Christmas dinner every day. Well, except when we get ruddy sick of it and have a curry instead. Now, why don't you two just tuck in? There'll be a few of my friends joining you later, but I'm sure they won't mind the company.
Eat as much as you like. I'm fairly sure none of this food is real.
Even better. Parsnips go straight to my hips.
I'm none too hungry myself.
Oh, I am sorry to hear that, Doctor Who. Perhaps I could show you around some of the more interesting parts of my home. There are many secrets that I'm sure would interest you.
Now look, I really shouldn't split up from my friends. It always leads to trouble.
Oh, we'll be fine, Doctor!
Don't worry about us. We'll be okay, at least until the roast potatoes run out. And there's a heck of a lot of roast potatoes.
All right, Father Christmas, I'll come with you. You can show me more of your imaginary fantasy nonsense.
Good show! Ho, ho, ho! We shouldn't be too long.
See you later.
Ho, ho, ho! Hello? Are you sure? At the old toy factory? Okay, I'll be right over.
Was that a mobile phone you were using?
Oh ho ho ho, it's just a trinket. Come along, Doctor Who. I think you may be needed.
If this is a fantasy land, why does he need electronics?
Hey, who's this guy?
Hello, my name's Comet. I'm a reindeer.
Really? Is that why you're wearing a brown uniform and those daft antlers?
My antlers are not daft, and I'm not wearing them. They've been grafted on genetically.
Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry. Are you joining us for dinner?
It is my lunch hour. That's what I'm here for, and you are a very rude young man.
Oh, don't worry about Nick. He's just a little overawed by all the food. Come and talk to me.
I think I will. There's a few more of us coming for dinner. There's Cupid, Prancer, and...
Hello.
Hi there. You must be Nick.
Whoa. Come and sit on... next to me.
I'd be delighted. My name's Vixen.
I'm sure it is. Fancy a truffle?
Oh, but there's people watching.
Whoa, boy!
So this is your toy factory, Father Christmas?
Yes. Well, yes. Ho, ho, ho!
It's a bit run down, isn't it? Where's all the whirring machinery and conveyor belts with thousands of toys for the children?
It's a long story, I'm afraid. We don't really use this place anymore. It used to be run by my little army of Christmas gnomes who would tend the machines. They'd dance and skip and play and make the most wonderful toys. The gnomes were supposed to be cute with their little beards and pointy hats, but to be honest, I found the damn things ruddy sinister. So when the opportunity came to automate the toy production, I made an executive decision and sacked the lot of them.
So all those gnomes were without homes?
Oh no, we gave them a nice redundancy package. Now I can run the place with just the 9 reindeer.
What? Is that you?
Rudolph? Are you down there?
Yeah, I'm right at the bottom of the stairwell.
I've brought a friend with me who might be able to help. It's our guest, Doctor Who.
We may need some help too. You better brace yourselves, it's pretty messy down here.
It's Donna and Blitzen! Something has torn them apart!
Whatever it was, they've done a nasty job. I don't think I've seen such vicious wounds. Their rib cages have been torn open. Their faces. They must have been in agony.
Rudolph, how could this have happened?
Well, Buff, I don't think it was an accident somehow. What's that you've trodden in?
Oh dear, it looks like one of their hands. It's been ripped off. All the fingers are broken. And there's grey, wiry hair underneath the fingernails.
Look, can we get away from here, please? This is turning my stomach.
I'm only glad that Nick and Rob are safe, having a nice meal away from all this carnage.
Oh, that's just what I mean, Comet. Sometimes you feel you're doing the right thing.
And all of a sudden, people are saying you're doing a bad job. I mean, I don't do a bad job. I'm a professional.
Oh, I'm sure.
We have to monitor everything that happens here on Tinsel, Rob. There's the toy production line, the food halls, the amusement park, and a dozen other things.
Fascinating.
So, Vixen, tell me what it's like walking in a winter wonderland.
Teehee, you're so funny, Nick.
Can you hear a banging?
Oh my, you are a thing, aren't you?
No, seriously. There's something making a noise down here.
What's going on? Are you thumping your feet?
No, it's coming from over here somewhere. The fireplace!
Whoa! There's something hidden underneath that fireplace.
That's where that banging is coming from. And it's getting louder.
Well, that's all very impressive, Father Christmas.
What do you mean?
It's all part of the fantasy, isn't it? Nick and Rob go off and have a nice dinner while I get a mystery to solve. Although I think you overdid it with the violence. A dead body with a little bullet hole would have been fine.
I don't know what you're talking about. Two of my reindeer are dead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I suppose I'd better play along.
Rudolph, this is unacceptable. I can't have people dying. This is supposed to be a happy place. I want you to fix it. Make it all better.
Right you are, Buff. I'll do what I can.
I'm going back to my house, and I'm staying there until you've made it safe for me to come out.
I can't solve all this on my own. Come back!
Look, I can help you. Whatever was responsible for these deaths, we can work together and make sure it doesn't happen again.
Oh, great. Help from the guy who thinks this is a fantasy world. If you really want to help me, then you'd better get after Father Christmas. He knows everything that happens on Tinsel.
Very well, Rudolph. Oh, hang on a moment. If you're the real Rudolph, how come your nose isn't glowing?
Oh, isn't it glowing anymore? Rats, I've got something in this packet that might help. Nose Sprite. There. Are you satisfied now?
That's very impressive.
You better get after Father Christmas. He moves pretty fast for a tubby gent. And for New Year's sake, stop thinking you're in airy fairyland. This is for real!
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Who's there?
It's me, the Doctor.
Ah, Doctor Who?
That's right.
Oh, come in!
I'm starting to think that everyone on this planet might be in danger. What planet is this anyway?
Well, this is asteroid Beta 23789, or, as it's most commonly known, Tinsel, in the star system Bauble.
You scanned our minds when we arrived. That's how you knew our names and what we wanted for Christmas, wasn't it?
I'm afraid it's true. Only a surface scan, mind, to find out what you want for Christmas. We haven't used the scanner for ages. Things haven't been the same since the war.
Cooey, Doctor!
Oh no. Oh no. Oh no!
Oh, I can't believe it! Of all the places to run into you!
Now I know this isn't a fantasy world.
Well, well, you keep running into my life again and again and again and again, you devil.
I've only ever met you once before. Vera Jundry, as I live and breathe.
Well, Doctor, you know, it's not Jundry anymore.
Ah, so you've met my wife then?
Your wife?
What on earth is going on?
Shh, the banging stopped. Look, there's something moving in the fireplace, under the logs.
I don't believe it. A little hand.
Come on, Rob, help me pull him out. You as well, Comet and Vixen.
Do you know, I really think we should leave Well alone. The little thing can sort itself out.
Comet's right, we should get out of here and tell Father Christmas.
But this little fella looks hurt. Come on then, out you come.
It's a Christmas gnome. They used to run the toy factories on Tinsel. I haven't seen one for years, though.
Oh, look at his little pointy hat and wiry grey beard. Are you all right, little man?
I crawled for miles through the dirt to get here. Come, come, gather round and listen to my sad story. It's so, so very sad. There were people, they were having a lovely meal, when suddenly they found themselves in real trouble. All I wanted was a little morsel to fill my stomach.
Ow! He bit me! You little git!
Now! Get them now! Revolution!
Gnomes! Dozens of them! They must have been hiding behind the fireplace!
Let's get out of here!
They've got comets!
We've got to get those gnomes off him!
It's too late! They've knocked him out cold!
Oh God, they're dragging him down the fireplace!
You're all coming with us!
Oh no! Ow! Rob, help me!
Oh, I'm coming, Nick!
Oh, ah, no!
That's two down! Down, down the chimney!
I can't believe it! They got Rob!
And now we've got you!
Oof!
So you see, Doctor, that's how it all happened. Admiral Fisk, he was a real gentleman, I can tell you. It took 8 months for him to confess he was gay. That left me all on my own, so I roamed the galaxy like the littlest hobo, or lassie, helping people out with their lives and doing good deeds wherever I went.
Yes, that's all very well, but...
And I did lots of shopping. And this bizarre ad shop I did, but that's a story for another time. Oh, and I married a Gnomon in Arads on Earth. That was a great journey to remember. But as time rolled on, the galaxy was changing. Things was getting dangerous. There was trouble brewing. I could feel it in me waters. Eventually, I came to Tinsel and met my new husband, Father Christmas.
Vera's been like a rock for me. Albeit quite an irritatingly sharp and glittery rock. She's given me back my ho-ho-ho!
But don't get the wrong idea. I ain't no ho. I don't want no scrubs. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me, Doctor.
I'm astonished. I truly am. But if you two are happy together, who am I to judge?
Oh, I'm so pleased to have your blessing, Doctor. Oh, by the way, my little Christmas lock, we had a new fridge delivered this afternoon to replace the broken old one.
Oh, that is good news. Hang on a moment. Our fridge wasn't broken. And... fridge freezer companies don't deliver here anymore.
Vera, this is important. Who came to replace your fridge?
Oh, there were these four old guys came round. They took the old fridge away and replaced it. Little guys they were, with pointy hats and grey beards. Not like your beard, Santa, my sweet. Their beards were short and wiry.
Wiry, grey hair? I think I've worked out who killed Donna and Blitzen.
Who? Doctor Who?
I think some of your Christmas gnomes did it. We're all in terrible danger.
It was a good thing you escaped, Nick. I was so worried about you. Now come to bed, you great big lump of loveliness.
Ah, oh, Vixen. You can pull my sleigh any time you like.
Oh, I will, I will. But you have to wake up, Nick. Wake up, Nick. Wake up, Nick. Wake up, Nick.
Oh, Vixen? No. Oh, what happened? Where are we? Oh.
Easy, love. They chained us up down here.
It's so dark. I can hardly see. Wait, we're in a cave, aren't we?
I think it's a mine. There are shovels over there, but I can't quite reach them. Otherwise, I'd have tried to bust us free.
I'm freezing cold as well. At least you got to keep your shirt.
Yours must have got torn off on the way down.
Oh, heck, I remember. Those little gnomes, they dragged us down the fireplace.
Yeah. Oh, shh. Look, here comes one of them now.
Ah, wakey wakey from our little sleepy bugs. You all wide awake now?
What do you want? Why have you chained us up like this?
From now on, you'll dig or die. Welcome to your new lives, people. You will dig for us forever.
Here it is, Doctor. Our new fridge. It's a special model.
It looks harmless enough. You two had better stand back. I'm going to open the fridge door and check inside.
Is this far enough back, Doctor Who?
That entirely depends on whether there's a bomb in the egg tray.
Oh, goodness!
I'm opening the door. Now!
Oh, no! No, don't!
Phew, nothing.
Oh, I have to admit it. I was pretty worried there for a moment.
Oh, you see, it's a great fridge. I like those great big robot arms and legs it's just sprouted. Very useful around the kitchen.
Must kill Father Christmas.
Doctor Who? Duck!
It's not a fridge. It's a mechanical murderer. Quick! Run for it!
Shut the fridge in the kitchen!
I don't think a flimsy wooden door is going to stop a robot the size of a fridge, let alone one that actually is a fridge. We've got to get out of the house!
It's a bit difficult running in these stilettos.
You stupid woman! You've landed on top of us!
Oh, I'm sorry, Doctor!
Get off me! That thing's getting nearer!
Kill Father Christmas! Kill Nero Christmas now! Kill the Doctor!
We're gonna get killed by a giant killer robot fridge thing! No!